There's an Eastern European war that's not on the news right now, but it's still raging quietly, destroying the land and the people. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's a dark story, but today we'll explore what it also means to hear the gospel when you're surrounded by tragedy. And we'll tie that in with another story where hearing the gospel is literally the only way to receive it, especially in an oral culture. But first, let's go to Ukraine. Talks are in the mix to give Ukraine weapons as part of NATO's support for defense against Russia. Despite previous ceasefires, the fighting is still evident in the eastern part of the country. Infrastructures and factories have been demolished, and it could take 10 to 15 years before they're up and running again. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association.
So the people are really struggling, and they really count on the fact that, churches and individuals, such as those that are listening to this broadcast, are those who would step up and equip these churches to minister to those in need. As much as it's gotten quiet in the American press, the need rages on.
So how much more can this country take? Well, apparently a lot when it has Christ.
That gospel is going out, and people that are struggling in the middle of difficult times are finding hope, they're finding contentment, they're finding an answer to set their hearts free. And this is a beautiful gift of God in the middle of the midst of human tragedy, that God raises up people to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and lives are eternally changed.
So why did we tell you this story? Well, it's a plea for help. You can pray for God's provision, pray that the gospel gets out, or pray for the Ukrainian church's safety. Another option is giving to SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund. A lot of the donations have gone down, while the need has actually gone up. If being the hands and feet of Christ is where you live, go to missionnews.org, look for the SGA story, and there they'll have information about teams that are forming to go. Listen to this next statement. Does it make sense to you?
Although they've had the gospel for 182 years, they've never had the Word of God in their own language. It was always worshiping and studying the Bible in a foreign language.
It's Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates describing a language group in Southeast Asia. What he's getting at is it's like speaking a village dialect but having to read a Bible in Mandarin. These people have been told for generations that they have to keep waiting until Westerners could translate the Bible for them. But not anymore. Using the MAST strategy,
the opportunity for them to advance Bible translation in their own language, just within a two-week workshop while we were there, they translated 18 books in the New Testament. And they're actually, now as you and I are speaking, they are finishing their New Testament translation this week.
This body of Christ has been persecuted. They've struggled to teach the scriptures to the young people. But now that they're equipped,
ultimately the decision about how much of God's word, how soon, is really now in their hands. And my expectation is that they will move forward directly with translating the Old Testament.
Translation experts have confirmed the quality and accuracy of this Bible translation. The next step, printing.
Pray for them as they bring this New Testament translation to a conclusion, that as they publish it and as they start disseminating it and circulating it in their community, sharing it especially with people that are not Christians, that this will begin to shed light into a pretty dark arena.
And more missionaries are seeing how valuable orality is. This verbal method of sharing the gospel is necessary when working in oral cultures. Jerry Wiles of Living Water International says they're discovering multiple applications of orality.
We are on an amazing global learning journey in relation to orality, because most people just think about storytelling or bedtime stories for children.
Because it involves small groups and close interaction, people are more likely to open up about their struggles.
One of the things we discovered in one of the southern African countries is uncovering some of things going on with children in the congregations that the pastors and the leaders didn't know about. So learning the stories allowed them to open up and share more.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories that you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.